In Wisconsin's heyday back in the 1990s, there were 1,600 ginseng growers putting out an estimated 2.5 million pounds a year. But today, there are only 200 state growers, with an annual output closer to 500,000 pounds. Foreign-grown ginseng, like China White, has glutted the market, with many suppliers passing it off as Wisconsin ginseng, since it remains the choice product worldwide. Randall Ross, president of the Ginseng and Herb Co-op based in Marathon, says the difference is in the taste.
Wisconsin ginseng has a very strong, bitter, earthy taste. China White is very bland, almost no taste at all.
Ross says Wisconsin has the perfect climate and soil to give ginseng the right snap to it. That has given state growers a small but competitive niche in the world market. He says states and federal authorities can help by enforcing labeling regulations in stores nationwide.
Notably, California and New York, where there is a severe problem of mislabeling or mixing of Wisconsin ginseng with other ginsengs. We just need the laws enforced.
Ross's co-op colleague, Kerry Draft, says currently the U.S. government only inspects 2% of the ginseng imports. Draft does his own policing, which includes New York City's Chinatown. He often finds, and points out, foreign-grown ginseng sold under the official Wisconsin seal.
The consumers are very surprised. They go like, no, it says Wisconsin on these labels here. And the shopkeepers and their employees will tell you, well, no, it's American ginseng. And they'll hide behind the language barrier. That's why I usually take an interpreter along with me.
Draft says a sales representative is now working out of a New York shop, educating people about genuine Wisconsin ginseng. Both Draft and Ross figure Canada's output of ginseng is between 4 to 6 million pounds a year, while China's harvest is anywhere between 1 to 5 million pounds. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.